Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 273, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thou, O Jehovah, shalt endure. Thy throne forever is the same, and to all generations sure shall be thy great memorial name. And what follows? Psalter 273, the four stanzas. with a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 72. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 72. As solemn for Solomon, give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure, throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his day shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. A prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth, upon the top of the mountains, The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, by renewal on this first Sabbath day of this newly begun year, which has already far run its course, then we attempt to draw nigh unto thee with our unclean lips. May there also be a bowing of the heart with a deep impression unto whom we speak. Thou who hast all of our lives in thy hand, and thou wast also set the appointed time for each and every one of us that we shall and that we cannot pass, a grand, a right impression of all of our needs. Then we have heard out of thy holy word of thy kingdom, the glories of that kingdom, the power and the dominion of the kingdom, but also the subjects of that kingdom. And then it has been declared, those poor ones and those needy ones, when they are given to cry, that the Lord shall surely hear. May it please thee to hear and answer our petitions in this evening hour. And that is only possible through thy dear Son at thy right hand, performing the Father's business. Oh, we have heard out of thy holy word that thou doest wondrous things. Wilt thou do wondrous things in this evening hour? We hope to attempt to consider the second petition, thy kingdom come. What a desirable petition that is. May it be prayed more earnestly and perseveringly and believingly, with those exercises, because it is written in thy word that in the multitude of the king's subjects, therein lieth his glory. To that end, then we humbly ask thee that kingdom, that glorious kingdom with that mighty king, but that it may be extended, that it may be expanded amongst us and our children. Oh, that in this evening hour, that a few little lambs may be born, which shall desire the sincere milk of the word. Lord, that is thy work. And thou gatherest thy church by word and by spirit. Well, thou so work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, that it may be a year of thy sovereign good pleasure, that the kingdom of Satan may be diminished, and that thy kingdom may be expanded. Thou wast promised to do it. And we have heard out of thy holy word that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations, O Lord. Take not the candlestick of thy holy word from amongst us and our children, but may it burn brighter and brighter, and may it be heard continually, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. May this petition be, may it become our burden, as with Nehemiah in the days of old, when his brother has come with a report concerning the walls of Jerusalem, then he was given to weep, and then he had no rest, and he was given to cry mightily unto thee, Lord. May divine realities be impressed more and more upon our hearts. May it be a year that we may be given to ask great things of thee. It is a dark, it is a serious, and a solemn time, but, Lord, thou hast done it so oftentimes that in a dark time, then it was thy time to favor Zion, and then it was so evident that it was thy work, and thou hast received all the honor and the glory. May it please thee to then grant a revival. Remember our little boys and our little girls. Remember our young people, the middle-aged, the elderly ones. We live in a serious time, and that Satan has but a short time, but he is a defeated enemy. His head has been bruised, and thou reignest over all, Lord. May it please thee to remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. May there be many filled with a holy jealousy. Wilt thou remember thy children? May they be more and more exercised with a second petition, and to experience more of thy love, of thy mercy, to be instructed in the wonderful things of the Lord. May they be given to rejoice more, be more thankful in prosperity, and patient in adversity, and in all future things, to simply trust thee as a little child, Lord. That is thy work. Bless the manifold means of grace in the church, in the family circles. Remember also this week, when school shall resume, shall be different. Wilt thou help the school, the administration, the principals, the teachers? Wilt thou help fathers and mothers? And wilt thou help the students? May it please thee to bless thy holy word. Remember our country, Remember our province, the premier and those in high authority. O wilt thou remember them in these trying ways. And may there be amongst them that may seek out secret places, that may be given to cry unto thee. May there be among them that may be given to open thy holy word. May there be more an acknowledgement that thou reigneth over all, that the means cannot avail without thy blessing. May there be an acknowledgement of our sin and of our guilt, and a calling to repentance. 'Tis written in thy holy word that thou art waiting to be gracious, Lord. Grant unto us and our children that we may be given to inquire and to return and to come. We commend unto the hospitals with all the sick and the afflicted, the doctors, the nurses, all those that may labor therein. It is a blessing and a privilege that there are hospitals. It is a greater blessing when we do not have to be there. We remember all those that work in the field of emergency, many times difficult and trying circumstances. Wilt thou remember and uphold them? Remember our manifold needs, the mourning ones in our midst, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children, and dear ones to the grave. In the day of yesterday, a family has stood on the cemetery, and in this week, then there are three more that are awaiting for their body to be brought to the grave. Their soul is in eternity. May out of this morning, may another morning be born. And that is a morning for our sin. Oh, teach us all that we have no continuing city, and that there is but one step between us and death, and there is one thing needful, that we may become be a living subject of the living King. By thy free and sovereign grace, remember all our elderly ones. Remember our care home, the administrator, the staff. Wilt thou continue to uphold them, grant them a secret place. Remember all the residents, those that are sick and afflicted. Then we may humbly ask thee, may please thee, to grant healing and strengthening. Also for the old father and mother in the hospital, may thou be mindful of them in this day, in this evening hour. Remember all those that are afflicted. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones, the special crosses. Give a prayer for one another. Remember all those that need healing, strengthening. Those that are undergoing treatments, those that have that dreaded disease, we commend them unto thee. And now, Lord, may in this evening hour, may our eyes be upon thee. May we be given to believe what we speak, that we may be given to speak what we believe. May thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou open our hearts? May matters take place in this evening hour that have value for the time, that have value for eternity. Remember all those that have come up to thy courts. Remember all those in their dwellings. Lord, dwell then richly amongst us. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 49, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. The ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. All kindreds of the earth shall own and worship him as God alone. And what follows? Psalter 49, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for Lord's Day number 48 from our Heidelberg Catechism, question 123, which is the second petition. Answer, thy kingdom come, that is, rule us so by thy word and spirit, that we may submit ourselves more and more to thee, preserve and increase thy church, destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee, and also all wicked counsels devised against thy holy word, till the full perfection of thy kingdom take place, wherein thou shalt be all in all. Lord's Day number 48 speaks of the second petition, thy kingdom come, with four thoughts. In the first place, the submission in this kingdom. In the second place, the increase of this kingdom. In the third place, the violence against this kingdom. And in the fourth place, the perfection of this kingdom. The second petition, thy kingdom come. The submission, the increase, the violence against, and the perfection of the kingdom. Beloved congregation, the last Lord's Day, then we were given to consider the first petition. Hallowed be thy name, the prayer and the desire that the great name of the Lord may be exalted by us, that he may receive all the honor and the glory. And now the glory of the kingdom of God, that also pertains concerning the second petition, thy kingdom come. What a fitting petition for the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year. 'Tis the most important matter for us and our children, that by his free and sovereign grace, that we may become a subject of that King. And because, congregation, in this year, when the Lord would greatly bless us, prosper us, and not so difficult even in the midst of the Lord's solemn speaking, and we are not part of this kingdom, then we are so poor, and if it shall be the year of our death, and death overtakes us, outside of this kingdom, then how terrible it shall be. When we speak of the kingdom of God, then we can speak of the kingdom of God's power. The psalmist has declared that the Lord reigneth, that he sitteth upon the throne. Everything that takes place upon this earth that is in his providence does not mean that it is in his favor. Then in the second place, then we speak of the kingdom of grace. Those are the people of God that have been wrought upon, that have entered into that kingdom by that new birth. Because Christ has said to Nicodemus, he has come in the night, a time that he has become a day disciple. That is also part of the coming of his kingdom. In Psalm 83, there I read of those hidden ones. That does not mean that it shall not be seen, because young and old, when the Lord works by his Spirit, and when we may receive a place in this kingdom, and the Lord draws by love, then it shall be seen in our lives. But we have heard out of God's holy word, Psalm 72, a psalm for Solomon, which speaks of the great king, this clear, that it points to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is that mighty king, that doeth wondrous things. But then in this psalm, then we read different places. May there be such a people. May there be many that may be made so, and that they may experience the wonders of the King. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. Concerning the kingdom, concerning the king, there has never been one of those poor and needy ones with a burden of their sin and with their guilt. When they have come with weeping and supplication, that the king has sent them away, no. They have received mercy. And in the third place, that is the kingdom of glory. That is in heaven above. And Christ has said to his disciples in John 14, verse 2, that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. What do you think, congregation? Is there also a mansion for you? A place in heaven when you die, where your soul shall go? And in the great day of judgment, a body and soul, then it is necessary that here in the time that we become a subject in that kingdom is betrayed in different ways in the Word of God. It is portrayed as a sheepfold with a shepherd, with sheep and lambs. Boys and girls, do you desire to become a little lamb of that good shepherd who has given his life for his people? Then you must pray much for a new heart. The kingdom of God is portrayed in the scriptures as a city with gates. It is portrayed as a marriage supper in Luke 14. Then those servants were sent out and they have invited. But alas, many had excuses. One had bought a piece of land, another some oxen, and another has married a wife and they did not come. But then the servants were given to invite the maimed and the halt. Concerning this kingdom, a kingdom has a ruler, has a king. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is an eternal King. He is a mighty King. Nothing is impossible for Him. He is a just King. He cannot overlook one sin. He is a merciful King. Ah, for those poor and needy ones, they shall not be sent away. He is such a rich King. Everything upon this earth belongs to the King of Kings. Then in a kingdom, then there are subjects. I read in Proverbs 14, verse 28, that in the multitude of the king's followers, therein is the honor of the king. May that honor be increased amongst us and our children. Then a kingdom has a palace, a throne, the king in the third heavens, from whence he reigneth. A kingdom has soldiers, young people. Do you have a desire to become a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ, to be enrolled under his banner and to fight his battles? It is so necessary in our day, because we shall hear it later that there are many enemies of this king. Then in a kingdom, then the king, he makes laws for the subjects to obey. And now the instructors answer, "Thy kingdom come." Then they do not immediately begin to speak that kingdom may be increased in the conversion of boys and girls, young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. But then the instructor begins, that is, "A rule a soul by thy word and by thy spirit." Thus the instructor, he includes himself. He includes his fellow man. that in this petition the necessity that the subjects of this king, that they may be ruled and that they may be given to submit in paradise, then there was that perfect following, oh, for an Adam and Eve, a paradise, what a blessed and beautiful place it was, no sickness, no cares, and no tiredness. And for Adam and Eve, their vehement desire that the Lord's name was praised and glorified. But we have taken of that forbidden fruit. We have tried to become king ourselves. We have tried to climb on the throne. Thus, the instructors in the first point, they are given to speak also of the mortification of the old man. Paul has written to the Galatians in Galatians 2 verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but that Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, that is by faith in the crucified Christ. Thus, first in asking that we may be ruled by word and by spirit, both are necessary. There is only the word, then we become a proud Pharisee. When there are people that speak much of the spirit necessary, but at the expense of the word, and then they fall into mysticism, and then they build more upon feelings and upon emotions. It must be according to this word. It must be applied by the Holy Spirit that we may submit ourselves more and more. When we consider this first point, what an important point it is. Because concerning this first point, then the church may be the salt of the earth and the light of the hill, that it may arouse to a holy jealousy, to make it simple for our boys and our girls. If in this week we would now see a man with his dog on his leash, and that he had to tug that dog alone, that there was nothing but resistance, that would not be so honorable for the man and not for the dog, then it is necessary that his dog would walk cheerfully along. Of course, to bring it over, it can also be that sometime we see that dog tries to lead its owner. Ah, for the Church of God, let us mention that Jairus, with his 12-year-old daughter that lay at the point of death, and that he has went to Jesus. And Jesus, then in the first place, then Jairus has went before Jesus. In the second place, when that woman with that issue of blood, then there was a time that Jairus has stood beside Jesus. And in the third point, then we read that Jairus was given to follow Jesus, that we may submit ourselves more and more to let God be God, to let the King be the King. What a grace. And to willingly follow, because the living church of Jesus Christ, they are not as prisoners of war who are forced to obey, are forced to labor and do many things, because otherwise they shall be punished and be put to death. But I read in Psalm 110, verse 3, that the Lord has a willing people in the day of his power. Thus concerning our first point, a point of examination for the church of God, concerning that submission, that childlike trust, as we have heard on New Year's Day, out of Psalm 4, verse 8, our second thought, the increase of this kingdom. And then we read further, preserve and increase thy church. Thus the instructors, they have first spoken of the preservation of the church, and that is personal, and the Lord has promised to never forsake the work of his hands, and the Lord has a people upon the earth that are given at times to turn his promises into a petition, because they learn that they cannot preserve themselves. If the Lord would withdraw his hand for a moment, it would be forever lost. The church learns what Peter has written to the church in 1 Peter 1 verse 5, kept by the power of God, that preserving, that concerns the truth, the doctrines of free and sovereign grace, that concerns a walk according to the word of God, because there are many ways that the church is destroyed. That preserving, that concerns the church over the length and the breadth of the earth. When we think of the church of the Reformation, how the light has shone so brightly, it is true, many different denominations, but what a church has come forth in different countries that love the doctrines of free and sovereign grace, that were given to walk in all simplicity, loving the old ways. And now in our time, that the truth has completely disappeared, more a social gathering, the word of God more and more upon the background, so many souls deceived with an historical knowledge and with a little emotion. And therefore, the necessity of that word preserve, that for us and our children. And then we all have a calling concerning the truth and concerning the walk. I read in Proverbs 22, verse 28, not to remove the ancient landmarks which our fathers have set, and what is now so indispensable that the Lord works, we have heard it, rule us so by his word and spirit, that the Lord may work lovingly in the hearts of young and old. Then our young people, our younger generations, what a great responsibility for your children, that they may be instructed and that you may go before them according to the word of God. But the instructors not only preserve and increase thy church, then concerning that increase, then in the first place, then we think of the number of subjects, thus the prayer, that by word and by spirit, that in the sheepfold of Jesus Christ, that many little lambs may be born. They have a special place. You have a sheep farmer, then those little lambs, they receive much care, more care than the older sheep. 'Tis so necessary. Our boys and girls can understand it. If you now have a sheep shepherd with sheep and never any lambs are born and no sheep are bought, what shall happen to that flock, boys and girls? Then eventually that flock shall come to naught. You can understand that. And therefore, how necessary may that be our continual prayer, that many lambs may be born. And then we are not only speaking about our younger generation, because when an older one is converted, then we also become a little lamb. And then we are taught and cared for by the great shepherd. Many times, oh, it is true, there have been times, may that be our prayer. We have heard it out of Psalm 72, that the King doeth wondrous things. There have been times that the Lord has given a very great increase. If we read 1 Samuel 7, a little Pentecost in the Old Testament church. Oh, King Uzziah, when the book was found, what a reformation. King Hezekiah, think of the days of Pentecost and the days thereafter. Think of the times of revivals in Scotland and America. It is good for us and our children to read of the mighty works of the Lord in former ages, that we may be aroused to a holy jealousy, and that the prayers may be multiplied. Oh, it is true. It is a small remnant. We think of Elijah. Then he has told the Lord, when he was so discouraged that he was the only one left. And yet, shortly before, he has met that Obadiah, not so old. who has feared the Lord from his youth, and he was willing to sacrifice to hide the prophets of the Lord 50 and 50 in a cave, and that he has fed them. But then the Lord has said unto Elijah, Elijah, there are yet 7,000 that have not bowed their knee before Baal. Thus, yet a remnant, but when the church may be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, then it cannot be different. That they have a desire that all people may become a subject of this kingdom, that they may be given to taste of the good things of the Lord. When we read, preserve and increase thy church, then necessary personal families, congregations, communities, concerning that increase, what a missionaries have been sent out. Tis also good. We are in the winter time, and the family circles are together. Then fathers and mothers read out loud. We have many beautiful books concerning the life of missionaries. They were filled with such a zeal and a burning love for never dying souls, and a desire that the king's subjects may be multiplied. They have went to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Concerning that increase, the prayer for the church, concerning their graces, O people of God, concerning faith, hope, love, humility, prayer, thankfulness. Is it not necessary that there is an increase, even a great increase, that we must ask as the disciples have done, Lord, increase our faith, concerning that increase, thy kingdom come, then it is included when it may be heard, that sons and daughters are born in Zion, and that the child of God may be led a little further, that the Lord is praised for his wonderful works, the prayer that his kingdom may come. Our third thought, the violence against his kingdom, let us first sing. Psalter 238. Let us only sing 1 and 3. Zion founded on the mountains, a God thy maker loves thee well. He has chosen thee most precious, he delights in thee to dwell. 238, only 1 and 3. the second petition, thy kingdom come. The submission in this kingdom, the increase of this kingdom, and now thirdly, the violence against this kingdom. That warfare that has begun in paradise, it actually has begun in heaven, where Satan was cast out, has come upon this earth, has tempted our first parents, they have fallen. And it is declared in Genesis 3 verse 15 that enmity between two kingdoms, between the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of the devil. And now, congregation, we are a subject in one of those kingdoms. Cannot be neutrality, and we cannot be a subject of both. How is it on the first Sabbath day of this year? Under whose banner are we? Under whose rule? To whom do we submit? And now the instructors, they have said, destroy the works of the devil. The Old Testament, the devil has done everything that Christ would not be born. When Christ was born, Herod, as an instrument of the devil, has tried to destroy the Christ child. Christ has ascended into heaven, and now Satan focuses on his church. We read of that warfare in Revelation 12, where there was a woman that was ready to give birth to the child. And there was the dragon ready to devour that child, but the Lord has taken that child into heaven. And then the dragon has persecuted the woman, that the dragon has sent a river of water, that woman would be destroyed, but the earth has helped the woman. The devices of the prince of darkness, they are manifold. For more than 6,000 years, the devil has tried to destroy the church, and in the year 2021, then there is still the church of Jesus Christ upon the earth. Many different countries, many different places, there is still a church, and there shall always be a church. And now concerning the enmity of the devil, shall only increase. Read the book of Revelation of the persecution of the church. But that book was written, was given to John on the island Patmos, because the victory of the king is sure, and the safety of the church, the welfare of the church can go through deep ways. What an untold numbers that have been burned on the stake. Nevertheless, there shall always be a church. The devil has many ways to destroy the church. The devil loves when the church is ignorant. I read in the prophet Hosea 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed on account of lack of knowledge. What an instrument that the devil has. We think of the secular world, the technology, the media, nearly all against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then the instructors, they have added, destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee. Ah, that expression, would exalt itself against thee. Then the instructors are implying that the King of Kings, he has been victorious. He ruleth over the heavens and the earth. And even all that violence, 'tis all known unto the Lord. All violence which would exalt itself against thee, and also all wicked counsels devised against thy holy word. What an enmity against the word of God. Jeremiah 36, when Barak has brought that roll to King Jehoiakim, then he has cut it up and burned it into the fire. How is it in our lives, congregation? No, of course, then you do not cut the Bible up. But when we do not listen, when we do not obey, when we become bold in sin and follow the world, are we then so different? Can be all violence against thy holy word. When we take it out of context, try to make it say what we like it to say, that we are not honest and say, Lord, what art thou saying unto me when I open thy holy word? Then we could speak many modern translations where many times the deity of Christ is taken out, and the way that the church must be saved, our forethought, the perfection of this kingdom. Then the instructors have added, tell the full perfection. Instructors do not say if, but tell, lie so sure, because Christ is busy in his Father's business. Tell the full perfection. That means that here below there is much imperfection. Read what Paul has written to the Romans in chapter 7, all wretched man, that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death. And the church, they can speak of those truths, can all be so orthodox, and yet without that sorrow, without that desire, can be even that we excuse ourselves. May it please the Lord to grant unto his people to be much exercised, with that imperfection, it is true. We have learned it in catechism that sanctification is only in part, but when there may be that tender and close life, then the church is given to sigh and to cry. I read in Zephaniah 3, verse 12, I have left in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. All for the church to be exercised and to sigh thereunder, and those times to belong, a longing to be delivered from this body of sin and from the world and from the violence of the devil. And therefore the instructors tell the full perfection of thy kingdom take place. Gideon Debris, he has written in the last article of the Confession of Faith concerning that perfection of the church. Then he has written concerning that day, therefore the consideration of this judgment is justly terrible and dreadful for the wicked and ungodly, but for the church of God, therefore, we expect that great day with the most ardent desire to the end, that we may fully enjoy the promises of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. There Christ shall be all in all. There the church shall be taken into glory. Shall be no night, shall be no sickness, shall be no curse, shall be no cares. But there the living church, they shall be given to praise the Lord forever and ever. Thy kingdom come. Young and old, who was our king? Who do we love? Who do we follow? Who do we obey? Who do we love to honor? What is our delight? Has it become our delight? The first two petitions, the instructors, they have spoken of the rule. The word of God, is it? Thus saith the Lord, and with our transgressions has that precious Savior, has he become necessary? Has he become adorable? Has he become precious? Has he become all in all? Two kingdoms, the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of Jesus Christ, my unconverted fellow travelers to that never-ending eternity, all beg much, ask the Lord whether there is still room for you as a great sinner, that you may have a place in that sheepfold, in that city, that marriage supper, because what shall it be? Now dead was dead. If you were now an animal, then a death would be all over can be that many times the unconverted perhaps think, was I only an animal? But we know that is also wrong. The Lord has created us with a body and soul. He has created us perfectly. May it become our guilt. May the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord by word and spirit, that he may do a great work where the Lord has begun. May he further it. May it be bound upon the hearts of the church. May there be those wrestlers, those sires, that in the serious times, that in this year, that the Lord may be mindful of us, and that his name may be glorified, that we may have a little beginning. We have heard it from Psalm 72, the doxology, that is the life, that is the desire of the living church. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may this petition in this year be oftentimes in our hearts and upon our tongue with that vehement desire that amongst us and our children, among young and old, that many may be placed under that banner, and also the further leadings in the life of thy children. We may commence a new week, the first full week of this newly begun year, the first day it has pleased thee to send the angel of death. Ah, Lord, thy hand is heavy upon us. May we come in the guilt. May we humbly ask thee for healing, for strengthening, for sparing, for us and our children. Wilt thou watch over us in the home? Remember the mothers with the children. May the mothers be used in the dwelling places, when they may be with their children, that thy kingdom may come. May fathers be used as head of the household. Wilt thou remember at work? Wilt thou keep on the way? Wilt thou guide all our thoughts, our words, and our deeds? Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? Then by renewal we remember the families that are called upon, even those by renewal in a short time that are called upon to bury a beloved one. Ah, Lord, wilt thou uphold and wilt thou strengthen? May thy word be blessed. May the callings be sanctified. Teach us to die before we have to die. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. we may acknowledge thee that thou wast given the first Sabbath day unto us and our children. And, O Lord, may there soon come a time that the whole congregation may gather together within the walls of thy house. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 107, the first three stanzas. My end, Lord, make me know my days, how soon they fail, and to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail. And what follows, Psalter 107, the first three stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.